सर्वत्तम कामे स्वचोदय भगवान संसार बीजेशु हृदय गंति सुप्रभो। ट्रांसलेशन मैथिल प्रभुपाद। ओ माय वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड, बिकॉज दिस सीड ऑफ लस्टी डिजायर्स व्हिच इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ मेटल एग्जिस्टेंस इज विद इन द कोर ऑफ ईच वन हार्ट, you have sent me to this world to exhibit the symptoms of pure devotee. Swakara Uriyana Chilapopar. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given considerable discussion about Nitya Siddha and Sadhan Siddha devotees. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha to this material world to teach by their personal example how to become a devotee. The living entities in this material world can take lessons from such nitya-siddha devotees and thus become inclined to return home back to Godhead. A nitya-siddha devotee comes from Vaikuntha upon order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and shows by his example how to become a pure devotee. Annyamirastha-sunyam. In spite of coming to this material world, the Nitya Siddha devotee is never attracted by the allurement of material enjoyment. A perfect example is Prahlada Maharaj, who was a Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavata devotee. Although Prahlada was born in the family of Hiranyakashipu and a sage, he was never attached to any kind of materialistic enjoyment. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee, the Lord tried to induce Prahlada Maharaj to take material benedictions, but Prahlada Maharaj didn't accept them. On the contrary, by his personal example, he showed the symptoms of a pure devotee. In other words, the Lord himself has no desire to send his pure devotee to this material world, not as a devotee, have any material purpose in coming. When the Lord himself appears as an incarnation within this material world, he is not allured by the material atmosphere and he has nothing to do with material activity. By his example, he teaches the common man how to become a devotee. Similarly, a devotee who comes here in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord shows by his personal behavior how to become a pure devotee. A pure devotee, therefore, is a practical example for all living entities, including Lord Brahma. Bhaktam kame swachodayat bhavan sansara bijesu vaganti suprabho. Prahlada Maharaj saying, Lord Nrisimhadev, O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me into this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Why? A pure devotee comes here, to this material world. You understand? That Prahlada Maharaj says, the pure devotee has no business, anything here in this material world. Because the material world is the abode of conditioned souls. This is a prison house made by Maya Devi, Durga Devi. This is Durga Devi, Durga. You know Durga? Fort. Durga. You understand? So she is known as Durga Devi. She is warden of this Durga Fort. So she is Durga Devi. She has imprisoned this conditioned soul here. And gives them suffering. You understand? The pure devotee वैशाली कम ही है, वैशाली बिन प्रिजन बाय दुर्गा, प्रिजन बाय दुर्गा इज अ प्योर डिवोट, इज एवर लिबरेटेड, तेजा बोर्ड इज इन वैकुंठ लोक, इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, अंडरस्टैंड? But sometimes some pure devotee comes here by the order of the Supreme Law or by his own will out of causeless mercy. He comes here to teach this conditioned people how to become devotees and go back from back. Why are you suffering here? The pure devotee comes and teaches. Why are you suffering here? Who are you? Do you know your identity? Who are you? Who is your father? Do you know your father? You are father of a, you are son of a great father. And you have forgotten this thing. When it is asked from your father, away from your father, why are you lying here in this material world and suffering? You understand? Your devotee says like that. You don't know. Who are you? Who is your father? Go back! Chalo! Go back to your father! I know your father. You are his son, of a great person, supreme person. You are his child. But you are loitering here as if you have no father. You have nothing? Like a distressed person? The pure devotee teaches like this. Go back home! Back to Godhead! Not loitering. Why are you sorry? By his own personal example, he teaches. You understand? Is a pure devotee ever liberated? He is not a prisoner here in the court of Maya. You understand? But anyhow, he has entered into this court. You understand? Anyhow, he has entered. Because Maya, Durga Devi, is maid-servant of Supreme Lord. So sometimes, the master of this material world of prison house, the Supreme Lord, comes here. As the king has the prison house. You understand? Prisoners are there. Does it disobey king's order, king's law, they are in prison. Happiness. You understand? The prison house that is meant for slavery. Thereby a prisoner can understand, oh, I am suffering due to my disobedience of the order, of the rule, of the king, administration of the king. So, think of that if I will be released from this prison house, I will no longer disobey the order as a good citizen. Therefore, this punishment is being inflicted. Similar, here in this material world, the conditioned souls are suffering. Durga Devi is enforcing punishment upon them. Thereby, they will take this lesson, or they will think of, why I am suffering? Why I am being punished? Because I have disobeyed God's law. So, they'll pray to the Lord. Then the Lord comes here, sometime Lord comes to see the prisoner and teach them also. And his pure devotee similarly comes. You understand? When they come to this prison house, they are not prisoners. The king sometimes goes to the prison house. He is not prisoner. The laws of the prison house will not be applicable to him. Similarly, the Lord comes here to this prison house, those laws will not be applicable. And he is not attached to material, moral or material enjoyment. Similarly, the ever liberated soul, the pure devotee, then comes, is not prisoner. And those laws of the prison house are not applicable to him also. Both the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee come here to teach this condition. You understand? How to become devotee? In actuality, they are devotees. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position of a jiva, of a living entity. You understand? This is the identity, the real identity of a living entity. He is a bhakta, he is a devotee of the Lord. Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, eternal devotee, the eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. But he has forgotten this thing. You understand? Why has he forgotten? Why has he forgotten? Huh? His intelligence is polluted. Why does it pollute? Why is it polluted?
By
Maya. Yeah. By the influence of Maya. When he desires to lord it over Maya and enjoy her, so his intelligence is polluted. And he is captured by Maya, isn't it? So Maya said, "Allah, you want to enjoy me? Oh, please come. Please come." So Maya, a witch. You understand? Maya is a pisachi. Witch, do you know? Maya is a witch. So, he makes that condition, that soul in prison, Allah. You are now prisoner, of mine. You want to enjoy me all life, come to my court. So makes him prisoner, he put it in the court. And in what punishment, all life, this is the result of enjoying Maya. You understand? That is story. You understand? Grandmother sometimes tell some stories to her grandchildren, small children. You understand? The small children are very fond of hearing stories. So, they request grandmother, "Oh, grandmother, please tell some story, funny story." The grandmother says some story. "You know, children, there was a prince, the king's son. You understand? Once she went to a forest for hunting. You understand? While hunting, while wandering in the forest, he saw a witch. You understand? The witch has power to change her form. She was an old witch, but she became a very beautiful young maiden. You understand? That old witch. So, the king's son, prince, was attracted to her. Oh, very young lady. I have to enjoy her. He thought of like that. And that young witch also attracted the young prince. You understand? So, this is natural attraction between a man and a woman. Natural attraction. The young prince was attracted for that old witch. What a germ, the form of a young woman. So that witch took that young prince to her court, her house, that's how she thought. You understand? And that witch is very expert, was very expert in witchcraft. You know witchcraft? Yes, witchcraft. So, she turned the young prince into a black goat. Then friend, turned the young prince into a black goat. And bound him in prisoner. Prisoner. Then friend, the whole day, the young prince was a black goat and was bound up. When the night comes, you understand, that witch again turns that goat into young prince and said, all right, come, let us enjoy. You understand? In this way, the witch was doing. And that, he was the son of a king, you understand? The administrator of the country, the ruler of the country. Now he has been imprisoned by the old witch and has become a black goat. I see you are blubbering. This is the job. The desiring to enjoy that old witch Maya, the soul, the living and dead becomes imprisoned. And forgot everything. You understand? This is it. Maya the pisaach. Phire gale phas ho gaya. You understand? That Maya, the witch, made all the conditioned souls here prisoners. And that's all. So pure devotee comes here to feed those souls. Oh, you have forgotten. Who are you? When that young prince becomes a black goat, he forgets that he was a prince. You understand? If somebody comes from his father's palace and could recognize, oh, he's a prince. Then he says, oh, who are you? Have you forgotten your identity? You are prince? You are the son of the king? Why have you become here? are God, suffering. Don't you know it? I know you. You are the son of our emperor, king. Now you have become a black goat, yes. Your nonsense. Get out of here. Go back to your father's house. Similar. If you have the most condition of who are you? You have forgotten your identity. You are the son of a supreme person. Your father is a supreme person. And you have made prisoner here? Suffering, laboring? Go back home. Back to your father's house. Let your eternally happy. Why are you sorry? So, Prahlad Maharaj, Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated, perfect devotee. So he came here by the desire of the Supreme Lord. He said that to me. In this verse, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit this incense at your devotion. Thank you, indeed. Then why are you offering me this material benediction? Then saying, this is like teaching. The Lord offers material benediction, but your devotee never accepts it. That is the symptom of your devotee. Vyamanam na grunhanti matsevanam vina. Verse. Vyamanam na grunhanti matsevanam vina. Those who are devotees never accept any material opponent or offer. You understand? They reject it. Only they have one reason. To serve my Lord. Lord is never accept anything. This is the symptom of his spiritual body. And Prahlad Maharaj exhibited that symptom. Thereby, by his personal example, he is teaching this kind of soul. This is the mercy of the devotee. Vaishnava Daya. The mercy of Vaishnava. You understand? Vaishnava is not a conditioned soul. Vaishnava is a liberated soul. He comes here out of causeless mercy to teach people by his own example, by the teaching and mercy of the pure devotee or Vaishnava, a conditioned soul will be delivered. They are doing such work. It's a real daya. You understand? Vishnavar daya. Vishnavar krupa. You understand? The krupa or mercy of a Vaishnava. Very powerful. One Vaishnava, one pure devotee can deliver whole world. You understand? Whole world can deliver. And Prahlad Maharaj is such a devotee. He told that thing to Nrsingdev, Lord Nrsingdev. I want to leave this material. I'll remain here. I don't want to leave anything. I want to deliver one and all here. Without delivering them, I won't leave. Let me suffer here. So how merciful they are. You understand? Really, the heart of a Vaishnava bleeds. You understand? To see the suffering of the soul here. What things that? Does any political leader think of this thing? It's a condition of soul. You understand? Why you think that? Why you rather to keep up his position, to get what? From the citizens he says, oh, I am always crying, I am always speaking very seriously about you, your suffering, and making so many nice plans and projects for your happiness. Give me more, elect me, I'll do, I'll serve you. Just mere thing. Cheating! You understand? He never thinks of, his heart never bleeds for the suffering of the conditioned soul. He himself is suffering, himself is in prison, himself is bound up. How can he unbound the prisoner? One is a liberated soul, is never bound up. He can liver, deliver. He can unbound. You understand? That is the theory. Nitya Siddhanta. Nikalab Maharaj is like that. Here, in his purpose, Srila Prabhupada says, therefore, if your devotee is a practical example of all living entities, including Lord Brahma. Because Brahma is not a pure devotee. Brahma needs teaching. You understand? So, Brahma has also expressed that thing. When Krishna was here, 5,000 years ago, playing with the cowherd boys. Those cowherd boys were constrained companions of Lord Krishna. You understand? Very dear to Lord Krishna. So they are playing with Lord Krishna. Even climbing onto his shoulder. Lord shoulder. Who can climb? He's a Lord. Oh, Lord. And we have faith. Even to touch Lord, how can they climb? So dear. You understand? They are so dear that they climb up to the shoulder. So Brahma was seeing all this thing, absorbing all this thing, and he was building. Oh, is this boy Supreme Lord? How is it, if he is Supreme Lord, how is it that Sri Ram Gopal is climbing onto his shoulder? He's taming the cows and the calves. Is it the work activity of Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller? All right, I'll test you. Your building. If you would have been a pure devotee, the pure devotee will never be. He knows the Supreme Lord. Whatever form he is, Supreme Lord here always fights himself. You understand? Before all conditioned souls, conditioned souls cannot absorb, cannot know him. Only a pure devotee knows. You understand? When Mahaprabhu came here, it's Krishna himself. He came as a devotee. But he is Supreme Lord. Those who are pure devotees, they knew. It's Supreme Lord. So they say, oh Lord, you are Supreme Lord for me, sir. No, please don't say, I am mere soul. I'm mere living entity. I am not Supreme. Krishna is true, Bhagavan, Krishna is your great Supreme Self. He is your hiding yourself. You understand? You are hiding so. Only those who are pure devotees, they know. It's so simple. You understand? Krishna cannot hide himself before his pure devotee. Pure devotee detects. Oh! He's a supreme thief. You are a thief. He's a supreme thief. Krishna is supreme in all that, but he's supreme thief also. He's the leader of all thieves. So Raja Gandhi. He was very expert in stealing butter. butter, car, all these things from the houses of milkmaids and gopo, brajbhumi, very spot. And also it's very spot to steal your heart also. Chitta chora. Then stealing heart. Very nice. All right, let him steal my heart. I'm offering, but he's not stealing. Will you offer your heart to him? Huh? To steal? Huh? Heart is very dear to one. Come on. What's very dear? So give it to Krishna. Let him steal. Oh, Krishna, you are supreme stealer. Hey, who is still my heart? I am ready to give him. But he is not coming. What to do? Huh? He stole the garment of the gopi. But all these activities of faith are very nice, isn't it? We glorify seeing this. Huh? Gopi vasanaharo bhakta citta chora makham cho. Very nice. But if someone steals here in the material world, he is condemned. A chor kahan ka, you are dead. Nobody condemns Krishna, the supreme stealer. Because all his activities are very beautiful, nice, transcendental, pleasing also. This is the devil. You understand? So, similarly, the pure devotee's activities are very nice. Though the Supreme Lord comes here as a stealer, a thief, pure devotee knows, oh, it's Krishna. It's Supreme Lord, he's hiding himself, but you cannot hide yourself. In my eyes, I can't detect you. That is the pure devotee, and his reason is like that. The seed is wet, in the bean and the doubt. That's the answer. You understand? So, Prahlad Maharaj, you see, love sent me into this material world to exhibit the symptoms of the pure devotee. But, so, but you are tempting me by the allurement of pouring this material benediction. But I won't accept it. You understand? Thereby he is exhibiting all his beauty. Yes? This is. Now I'd like to say something earlier. Lord Jesus is so mysterious. Well, how much? When you can understand, reciprocate, that part. You understand? Sadhus come here. You understand? As Prahlad Maharaj says, I have come here. You have sent me here, O Lord Narasimhadev, to exhibit the symptoms of pure devotee. You understand? If pure devotee comes here, but he is not imprisoned. He is never allured by any material temptation. You understand? Prahlad Maharaj became king. He also married a wife. He accepted a wife. Produced children. He had a great kingdom. He ruled. But he was not tempted. He was not tasked. Rather, by his own example, he saw how to live in this material world. Accepting such things, but not a task to them. Antara nishtha bahe lok devahar. Mahaprabhu this ten teachings. You understand? Raghunadas Goswami, you know? Huh? You are the son of a very, very wealthy person, Jamida, like king, his only son. Only son. He developed that Atma, Virajya. You understand? Frequently he was running away from home. Mahaprabhu said, go back home. Antaranistha bahe lukudabhar. Atirat Krishna kamar, kuryudhar. You understand? First time, Mahaprabhu sent him back. Go back. In your heart, you completely attached towards me. Keep it in your heart. Don't exhibit it outwardly. Outwardly you exhibit as if you are very much attached to material things. Just outward. External. Nothing to me. You understand? You have lived such a life here. In this material world. As long as you are in the family, you have wife, you have children. Of course, we are no children. Still, if someone has wife, must produce children. You have wife, you have children, your father, mother, friends. So externally exhibit as if you are very much attached to them. You are not into them. Internally you are only attached to them. He instructed Raghunadas Goswami like this, Mahaprabhu. Antarnistha bahe lukadha. Adhirat Krishna kumai kariya udhara. Don't be afraid. In a very short time, Krishna will deliver you. Have faith in him. You understand? The Raghunadas Goswami did like that. And very soon he was delivered. He got some. Authority to go away from them. Krishna gave that authority. But, someone may raise such questions, or like, if someone will be entangled with a wife or children, with family, like that, in this samsara, in this material world, so, in the long run, eventually, he will be bound up. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an episode, conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. You understand? Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Vidura raised this question. Before Maitreya Muni. So Maitreya Muni answered, he said, in third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarira manusa dibya vayase jecha manusa bhautika ascha tatham klesa bhadarena hari sansrayo. You understand? Maitreya Muni said, O son of Vyas, Vidu! Son of Vyas said, one who has taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari. You understand? It's completely protected. He should not be afraid of this material entanglement. You understand? Here, the conditions of very much attached to them. So they are properly. But if someone has taken complete shelter, the lotus feet of Lord Hari, he will not suffer here. You understand? No enemy can do any harm to him. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, these are enemies here. But such enemies cannot harm. We have just taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari. You understand? So why are you afraid? You understand? Don't be afraid. So, Prahlad Maharaj, the Satya Devotee, completely surrender into the lotus feet of Lord Hari. So, he is fearless. So, he accepted a wife, accepted the samsara, accepted the kingship, wrote everything, thousands of years, still not star. Thereby, his personal example is taught how to live life here in this material world. This is teaching, and this is mercy, daya. This is Vaishnava's Krupa. Therefore, a Vaishnava sometimes accepts samsara as his wife. Will you accept a wife? Are you thinking like that? What do you say? Lurking in the heart, mind. Oh, Dilika Laddu jo kaya wo kaya dhuna kaya wo bhi kaya. What is Dilika Laddu? You know Dilika Laddu? You don't know? Have you never tasted it? We want to taste Dilika Laddu. Lamenting now, testing the Lika Laddu. You want to test it? Then you have to suffer like that. The Lika Laddu is a fire person, not a fire person. One who has not tested, who was thinking, how did the Lika Laddu let me test it? Fortunately, the karma is testing, testing. But I say, let God be tempted to test the Lika Laddu. You understand, Sanatana Das? Huh? Or you want to test it? You want?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, you want to know it? Like it's still? Don't try to know it, don't try to test it. You understand? Don't aspire for it. Very, very dangerous thing. Outward is very lovely, but inside is very dangerous. So, my friend is said like that. All right, let me say in Oriya. Enough. Therefore, never be tempted. You understand? How may I raise this question? You understand? If a Vaishnava accepts a wife and produces children, and what is the difference between a Vaishnava and a non-Vaishnava, a Karmi? Who is very much attached to his wife and children? He is doing the same thing. He is accepting wife producing children, and you are a Vaishnava and you are accepting wife producing children. What is the difference? This question from my raised. You understand? The answer is what? You know? Outwardly, apparently, both of them are in samsara. But one is attached to samsara and one is not attached. Vaishnava, though apparently has accepted a wife, We have family and children, but it is not a task to them. There are. Economy, you understand, is very much a task to it. This is difference. Because economy is always after his own self-gratification. But a sadhu, a Vaishnava, is always after Krishna Priti, love of Krishna. You understand? And he has accepted samsara, accepted wife, and he has produced children for the pleasure of Krishna, to produce devotee's children that is needed. You understand? So there is no question of bondage. You understand? And also, sadhu sastra says, if you will associate with sadhus, then you will become sadhu. Isn't it? If you associate with asadhu, karmi, then you will become karmi. Isn't it? Most important is this association, sangha. But one may raise question, all right. So you will never associate with this karmi. Why will they associate? With karmi, then become karmi. Will always only associate with sadhu. Then question is raised, all right. It will never associate, it will never go to karmi. There's a tremendous task. So this material enjoyment, material family, etc. world, how will they be delivered? Will deliver them? Why did? So Lord Maharaj say that I want to leave this condition suffering soul. I want to leave this material world. It is a place of misery. Why did he say? Because to deliver me. You will never suffer here. You will never be taught here. You understand? So this is sadhu's krupa, Vaishnava's krupa. One example is given. The doctor, he goes to a cholera patient, isn't it? And treats him and makes him cure. If he will be afraid, if I will go to a cholera patient, the cholera, I will be infected with cholera. So how the patient will be cured? But doctor is never affected. Why? He knows it's preventive. You understand? He knows the preventive. He takes preventive with him and goes to the cholera patient and treats him. So he's cured. And he himself is not affected. Similarly, the Vaishnava, the sadhu, go to this conditioned soul, the karma, to deliver them. But they should not be affected. They know the preventive. What is that preventive? Yes. Yes. Parinamaha mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Anetya usadhi mayana shivara lagi. Parinamaha mantra leo tumna. I have brought this medicine to annihilate Maya. Mahosadhi, do you understand? Mahosadhi, do you know? Great medicine. It will never fail, unfailing medicine. And any circumstance will never fail. Such medicine, very powerful medicine. This is Arinama Mahamsa. Take this medicine and become fearless and go to Maya, approach Maya and kill her. Drive her out, get out of Maya. So, Sadhu and Vaishnava are prevented. Why they be afraid of approaching a karmi? They are never afraid. Very fearlessly go there and kiss this thing for him. Give this medicine and next thing deliver. This is the mercy of Sadhu. But if you approach a person, a karmi, and just accept his mentality, then you are entangled. That is association, sangha, real meaning of sangha. Accept the mentality, not by approaching close, very close. So, Vaishnava sadhu goes to a karmi, are showing mercy on her, on him. He never accepts his mentality, rather teaches him to give up that mentality and develop the mentality of loving Krishna. This is sangha. You understand? This is Vaishnava's speech. And Prahlad Maharaj knows this thing, therefore he is not afraid of this material world. He wants to stay here and deliver all the conditions. His nitya siddha. Why are you attracted? Then you are at fault. Lord, who is at fault? Who is at fault? Who is at fault? Is Lord who at fault or you are at fault? You are, not Lord. Mujla, body is so much better. So, that spiritual body is soul itself. There is no difference. In spiritual sphere, there is no difference. But for the service of the Lord, some have taken up men body, some have taken up woman body. Like that. So you may do here like that. You understand? Indeed. But you must serve true body. Without body you can't serve. That is the question. You understand? For service one must serve true body.
Yes.
The soul is very, very minute. You understand? How can you serve without accepting a body? So body has been given for the service of the Lord. So utilize that body for the service of the Lord. So in the spiritual world, the souls are spiritual bodies for the service of the Lord. Some of them are a men body, some of them are women body.
Yes, the body is identical.
You understand? And you can do it here. Right? Then that is perfect. All right. For existence. Jivan Sangram, Dvipal.
Very famous thing.
Very famous. He is a great fighter. He has given his best. Struggle hard. Forget Krishna. That's why we have to get married.